Good morning, everyone. Let us get set up here. It is so good to see. This is like a different time for a call, right? So it's nice to see everybody here. Just going to change my name. And this is our let's stop fucking around with the same 5 pounds, ladies, call. So, and it's an open coaching call, which means you get to raise your hand. You can raise your hand. We can chat about things, figure out what's going on for you as far as we're like right midway through the month. So we are going to figure out how to not blow the rest of the month, right? How do we figure out this is could be like a pivot point for you in the month. It could also be a point to reflect on, hey, what has been going well versus what's a problem or what's not, you know? We want to see what have I been doing really well this month? What do I want to make sure I carry forward to the end of the month? And so I want you to, first of all, raise your hand if you want to talk through your month and let me know how it's going. Second of all, there's also the Q&A. You can post questions in the Q&A and we can talk about different situations in there as well. Hello, Anne from Spain. And I see Jean here and Sophie, a bunch of people. Okay. Yes, more people keep coming in. So, again, welcome. This is a call where you get to raise your hand and we are doing live coaching. Hello from, oh, we have people from all over France and Iowa and Michigan. No questions yet. So, you all came to this call about how to stop fucking around, how to pivot your month. I'm curious how things are going for everybody. Let me know how your month is going. It's middle of April. Did any of you set goals for this month at all? Jane says hi from Scotland. I love that. Let me know what kind of goals you set for this month so that we can sort of see how do we know that we're halfway there or we're not halfway there. That could be something as well. And we do have someone with their hand raised, so I will bring Holly up. And other than that, again, people, you can raise your hand. You can ask questions in the Q&A, and we will figure some shit out for everybody. Hello, Holly. How are you?
Hi. Good. Sorry, I'm in my car, so can you hear me okay?
Yes, can hear you
Okay.
just.
All right.
So, what's going on for you?
So probably the first part of this year, I've kind of just not been doing a lot of no BS stuff. I get my water in. I mean, I do some things. Have a plan,
Yeah.
assessed on and off, things like that. And if
Okay.
I say the beginning of the year, I mean the beginning of the last probably couple years. So I lost weight, like 43 pounds ish, within a year and a half of joining. And now I've gained back about 28 pounds. And
Okay.
so this week, I really started looking at the reset regain solution plan and have done some of those worksheets. But my goal is, like, because Friday is my first day of the week, I'm really going to commit to the worksheets, watching the modules, starting tomorrow officially, even though I've watched some of them already once I made this decision. So what is my question? I don't really know, but excuse me.
Well, it sounds like you're making your own pivot. You've already started with that pivot of, okay, I'm going to get going again and I'm going to start listening to things and are you going to start planning again or what's your thought with that?
Well, I'm gonna go through the reset, and I don't know that planning is like number one of that. I did write like when I decided to do this, I sat down and I just wrote. And I don't journal normally, so it was
Yeah.
in, I stayed up too late doing it, but I just wrote. And I wrote down what I was going to eat. I've gone back to when I was successful, I was prepping like fruit and yogurt for breakfast every morning and specific lunches. And so breakfast and lunch, I'm always pretty spot on with that. And so I kind of went back to some of my original habits, even though I had those habits as I was gaining.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what I did with that first 40 pounds to pick back up, kind of thing. I
So
don't,
yeah,
when I sat down.
what do you think is in the way? Like often it's doable hunger. It's there's some emotional eating we didn't clean up.
I would say there's some emotional eating. I've been overeating at supper again, and that's
Okay.
an old habit.
And
I
yeah,
don't
you'll
know. That's my
know,
problem, is I just can't
okay.
pinpoint it.
Well, and I think you're onto it that the way you're going to figure it out is by just starting to pay more attention to your doable hunger, like with the START program and the that restart, to figure out where are the places where I'm just doing a bit too much eating, or I'm not getting enough water, or that kind of thing. So you've already recognized you're overeating at supper. Any idea why?
Not really a habit, maybe. I have been like, I've had a cough and been sick for about a month and a half, and that's finally just kicked over to spring allergies, so that's exciting. I am a clerk, and so I just got done with an election. So I was sick. I had an election to run, So it was a really stressful month, but that doesn't attain for the last couple of years' habit. And so I do know that I have a habit of getting all gung-ho, wanting to go through and do all the different things. And then after a couple weeks, those things start to fade away.
So we want to work on what's that next thing that's just going to become part of who you are, Holly. Like,
Yeah.
right? And I definitely think a great place to start is looking at that overeating at supper. What we want to figure out, though, behind the scenes is what are the emotions that are leading to that? Is it just that we're tired and we're sick and it's something that's easy to clean up? Maybe. Maybe once you shine
Yeah,
a spotlight on it.
and I think that's another thing I have a hard time with, bringing up like any emotion, like trying to figure out. I don't know. I always think I'm pretty happy in my life. I got a good life, and I don't have any of the old childhood trauma
No.
that I remember. And so sometimes it's I'm a good cook and food is good, and other times it's like I will have ice cream after supper almost every night. Now I have cut that down to a smaller portion, and I'm proud of that. And I do, when I'm planning, I do plan it. It's just I will eat it even if I'm not hungry.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, if it's an issue of we're just not really checking out what the subtle thing is behind things like it tastes so good or I'm just not thinking of it. There's usually something going on in the background, like you said, where maybe you're not allowing the emotions to come up. And so then we just, because we don't ever allow them to come up, it's sort of, we've been emotionally restricting, is what we call it in OBS. So then when we go to eat, we just tend to not, we want to check out there too, right? It's kind of like we're checking out emotions sometimes. So then we continue doing the same thing, right? We just sort of check out. So the biggest thing is to first just acknowledge it, to notice it. Okay, wait, this might be what I'm doing. And then start to explore where are those times I might be checking out? What emotions might I be missing that I then just keep myself checked out for the evening, right?
Yeah, that's a good idea. And I'm keeping a notebook next to me because, again, this is one of my goals is to write down it. And I worry a little bit about all these goals because it is a habit that I want to do all of the, I want to do it all, kind of thing. And I think that's where I need to end up, is doing it all, because just doing it half-assed hasn't worked. And I know that it hasn't worked, but it
It's
has kept
true.
me in maintenance for 4 years, sort
Well,
of.
yeah,
You know,
that's it.
it's taken me 2 years to gain back 20 pounds or 28 pounds. So that's different than in the past.
Yeah. So, yes, and it's not, if you're gained back 28 pounds in 2 years, that's not really maintenance.
Right,
Yes.
exactly. But
So,
I haven't
yeah.
gained the whole 40 back, and I'm really happy with that so far. And
Yes.
I'm doing something to not gain that whole 40 back. That's what I want to do. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. So remind yourself, though, I don't need to do it all in order to do that. I just need to find the next thing and the next thing. And so sometimes when we think we have to do it all, it makes it so big. We do have to plan and go, okay, I'm going to start on this Friday and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, you've already figured out you don't have to because you've started already. And here you are
Right.
with me right now. So you didn't have to plan to start Friday because we're doing it this minute. And it's breaking it down to, okay, what's the next thing I can do? What's the next win I can have where I'm focusing on that doable hunger piece, getting in the water, and I'm just taking care of myself, right? And I'm open to whatever's going on. And then you can, that's the stuff you can bring to ask coaches if you want as well going forward. Once you start to see, oh, look, maybe I'm noticing I'm frustrated throughout the day and I don't really give it much thought. I just sort of, I gotta do this work. I gotta do this work, whatever it is. And then later on, I'm checking out during dinner because I've not done that. When you start to notice it, then we can go back and figure out how to help with that emotion you're ignoring all day.
Yeah, I kind of think that's pretty much spot on, because I work by myself as a clerk, and
Yeah.
I deal with problems all day. You know, it's paper and problems all day long. And I think that's why I've been resistant to like the journaling and the filling out the worksheets, is like I tell myself, I push paper all day long and I'm so sick of this. I don't want to do this at home. And then I hear, yeah, maybe in another year I'm going to retire, so then I can sit down at my 8 o'clock and fill all, it's a real pretty world when that happens, but it needs to happen now instead of in a year.
Yeah, in order to figure it out. But you could also, like I say, go to ask coaches. You don't have to push any paper. You get to type and you get to
Yes.
the
That's true. So what was my goal for raising my hand? I don't know, talking it out, trying to think of strategies to curb that want to do it all, to do it all. If I'm not filling out all of, if I'm not doing journaling every day, I'm not doing it right. I'm not doing enough, that kind of thing. I do really have those feelings inside that I think prompt the fading away from doing it, because I'm not doing this now.
Yeah. So that's what I would encourage you to do is each morning just ask yourself, what am I doing today? What's the one
Okay.
thing I'm going to do today? And what I would encourage it to be is I'm going to slow down at dinner because that seems to be the time you're suggesting that it's become this habit to overeat and to check out. So start there and sort of say,
Okay.
how can I slow down at dinner today? What could I do to make it easy? Whether that's consciously, like I'm putting my fork down between each bite, or resetting yourself before you even sit down to eat, right? I was talking to a private coaching client this morning about the idea of going to the bathroom and washing your hands. I have a salt scrub in my bathroom that I use for that. So if I find I'm like, ooh, I don't want to eat, or like people are there or something, I'll go to the bathroom right before dinner and just take 30 seconds, 60 seconds to scrub my hands with that, smell it. It helps me recenter to then go out there and go, okay, now I'm more in control of who I am and what I'm doing. And it just helps you be more conscious, more in the moment.
Okay. Well, and that's it. We don't need a table, and probably won't. And we eat while we watch TV, and
Okay,
and
then my
scrolls.
challenge for
So,
you, Polly, then my challenge for you is to put less on your plate then.
yeah, and we did change to smaller plates, but I was listening to some replay and they were talking about the halftime and serving half, and I think that is a good strategy that I'll start to incorporate at supper time, because I have caught myself with that. I'm serving my serving and then one more spoonful on that serving, and I'm starting to stop myself from that. But yeah, if I just do half, I think that's a great plan too.
I think that could be a great experiment. Remember, it doesn't have to be a perfect one size fits all every day. The other way you could look at it is I'm serving my serving, and instead of adding one spoon, I'm taking one away. Right?
Yeah, that
And
sounds like a
always
good
say to
challenge.
people, fuck around and find out. Like, what's the
Yeah.
worst that happens? You get hungry later? Okay, have something to
Then I
eat.
can have ice cream. Yay. So,
Yeah. But sort
yeah.
of figuring that out is how do I underestimate it? Because that's how I'm going to actually understand how much enough is instead of overestimating it. And then trying to figure it out in the moment. Like you said, when I'm scrolling and I'm watching TV and I'm eating, that doesn't sound like you're making it easy.
No,
No. So I want
no,
you to work
no.
on making it easier. So how can I make it easier today? Today, I'm going to do the halftime method. Today, I'm going to serve a spoonful less. Like you get to pick, just but maybe
Yeah.
challenge yourself with one thing for dinner. Maybe today,
That,
I'll try the fork thing.
and I think I also don't feel like I have a long enough conversation with myself when I want a sweet, or I want another serving or something. And so I don't know if it's setting a timer and committing to at least talking to myself for 5 minutes before I do go get that stuff, or it, if that sounds like a good plan, or
Yeah, it could be. What do you do with spending? Do you ever like
pardon?
spending money? What
Oh,
happens?
yeah. Wait, do we really have to talk about that? I've gotten better about that too. I put stuff in my Amazon cart and leave it there, and then I usually delete it.
Beautiful. So you could do the same thing with food. You could like plan in your head, okay, I'm gonna go have the bowl of ice cream. Then wait and decide. Like leave it in your cart. Which is kind of like a good, right? Same idea, and then decide later. Oh, am I? Do I actually want it? Like, set a timer. I'll decide in half an hour, and if I really want it, I'll have a little bit in half an hour. But do the same thing.
That analogy of I'm going to put this in my cart for right now, because it is working with spending. Even if you're in the store and you throw it in the cart and then you go put it all back, it's extra steps. But yeah, I like that. That kind of hits.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give that a try. Let us know how it goes. And otherwise, I hope to see you in Ask Coaches or maybe on the next call. You let us know. Okay.
Okay. All right. Sounds
All
good.
right. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. I am going to call up. I don't know your name, but we'll see what your name is. And I'll quickly answer your question. Any tips for when you get the same result for every discovery worksheet check-in so you know the issue but continue repeating the same action? Bring it to Ask Coaches. That's what I would like you to do with that is bring it. There's questions at the bottom of that why did I eat worksheet as you go through that. Answer the questions and bring them to Ask Coaches. Okay. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Carly, Carly
Carla.
Beard.
Okay, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
So, was
you.
that your question in the Q&A?
Was
Oh,
I
no,
was
that's not your question. Never mind. Carry on.
okay. I have been in a stall since, well, I don't know if it classifies as a stall, but I've been 217 pounds
Okay.
since January 6th.
Okay.
My body composition says I'll like gain a pound of muscle, lose a pound of fat, like very consistent, not a lot of change at all.
Okay.
And that's my scale here and at my gym.
Okay.
So I'm doing a really good job staying where I'm at, just not going down.
Okay, but I'm taking it your goal is to go down.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what have you fucked around with, Carly?
Probably nighttime eating the most.
Okay. And
Where I'm a little frustrated is that I've made a lot of good progress in that area, a lot of level ups.
yes.
So over the last 3 months, I've gone to like lower calorie snacks, like going from full fat pudding to like a lower option.
Yes. Do you enjoy it the same way?
Yeah, honestly. I mean, like the first couple times it was like, eh, and then I got used to it. Instead of taking the Cheez-Its to bed, I will take a little bowl. So I've done a lot of good work. It's just not enough to get the scale moving.
Okay, so what's next?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, so how did you come up with the good work stuff that you've done so far?
A lot of podcasts.
Oh,
A lot of going through the website, ask coaches, Facebook, all sorts of stuff.
okay, I love it. So let's figure out what your next level up is going to be. Tell me about this nighttime meeting. When's the last time it happened?
I would say it happens like 7 out of 7 nights.
Seven
I
out
was
of six.
gonna say 6 out of 7, but it's probably closer to 7 out of 7.
Okay, so talk me through your evening.
Yeah. So I get off work around 5-ish, but a lot of times I sit here and work a little longer, and I start to feel restless. So it's going to check the fridge a few times, going to check the cabinet a few times, probably not eating at that point. My lunch is normally at like 2 or 3. It's a late lunch because my breakfast is late as well. Then it kind of goes two directions. Either I will take my dogs on a walk, and by the time I get back, I am starving and kind of snacking while I'm cooking dinner.
Okay.
Or I will start cooking dinner and start snacking through dinner at that point, but it's less extreme because I didn't take the walk, so I'm just not as hungry. So it's like a handful of popcorn or two during cooking.
Okay. Okay.
On the nights where I walk, nighttime eating is not as bad after dinner. On the nights that I don't walk, it's nighttime eating before dinner, if that makes sense.
So on the nights that when you don't walk, do you still eat after dinner?
Not as much.
Interesting, because that's the day you don't eat as much while you're cooking. So you
That's the day that I do eat. When I walk, I eat a ton while I'm cooking because I'm starving.
And then after that, you don't eat as much. Okay. But the nights that you eat more while you're cooking, no, the nights that you eat less while you're cooking, then
I
after
eat more after.
more after dinner.
Right.
Okay. Are you hungry at any point from 5 o'clock on?
I feel like I'm not hungry, hungry. Like,
Unless you walk the dogs and then you're starving.
right.
Okay. How's your water all day?
I get 100 ounces pretty consistently.
When?
64 ounces of water is a low day of water for me.
Okay. Do you drink water while you're walking the dogs?
Usually right before and right after, but not while I'm walking.
Okay. So when you, okay. And what kind of day is today? Is today a dog? Like, how do we decide if it's a dog walking or not dog walking day?
Most days are dog walking days. Yesterday, I would say like Saturday, Sunday, I walk my dogs in the morning, so it's not an issue. And
Okay.
then Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, I walk them in the afternoons. And then sometimes I walk them on Wednesdays, sometimes I don't.
So Saturday and Sunday, that ends up being a I eat while cooking, and but it's not as urgent.
Saturday and Sunday I don't work, so it's not as bad. Specifically, it's the after work eating
Okay.
Monday through Friday.
So what is it we're ignoring all day that demands an answer at night?
I'm really important at work, so I don't know exactly what I'm ignoring. Sometimes I feel like I eat enough during the day. When I get overwhelmed, I go and sit in the sun.
Okay.
It's a very
What about,
fast-paced environment.
so at nighttime, what is it you think you need?
I think I need food, but I don't think that's true.
Well, it sounds like you're giving yourself food.
Yes.
It's interesting, though. You said during the day, I'm really important. I'm
Yes.
really important. I'm doing this fast-paced work. I know how to handle. If I need a break, I go sit in the sun. And then nighttime comes and it's food, food, food.
It's quiet, which is nice.
Is it?
At night, it's quieter than during the day, I'd say.
But is it really nice? What is nice about it?
Problem solving time's over. I problem solve all day at work. And then at the end of the day, I get to not problem solve anymore.
But you're still okay, but let's be honest.
Yeah.
No problem solving. You're solving hunger with food. That's a
Right.
problem, and you're
Yeah.
solving.
Yeah.
I wonder if we saw it that way, if we might problem solve differently.
Yes.
I am so impressed, though. Let's look at this honestly. This is quite impressive that you have managed to maintain your weight for 4 months while doing this much overeating.
it's impressive.
Yeah. Like, but that tells me, I don't know, like it's curious where we're making it up somewhere. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
if we're eating that much,
I'm
if
really tracking the where I take extra bites, and it's really that 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. window where I'll sit down and I'll eat like a snack of a bowl of popcorn, and it's not satisfying, so then I go back to taking bites of food.
if you do you think you'd behave differently? I'm curious if you were to say to yourself, I know popcorn is not satisfying. Could you break up with popcorn? Because it doesn't sound like it's doing anything for you by what you've said. It's
Yeah.
not satisfying. Is it ever satisfying?
I'm having a hard time figuring it out.
You know how
Because,
we'd
huh?
you know how we'd know?
How? By not eating popcorn and Cheez-Its?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today's Thursday. What would that look like today? No Cheez-Its, no popcorn. What do you think would happen tonight if you had to forecast it?
So I don't want this to sound like an excuse to not do it. I have noticed that on the nights that I don't have a snack before bed, whether it's a spoonful of peanut butter, my sugar-free pudding, my popcorn, my Cheez-Its, I have a harder time sleeping. To the point where I tried to go like cold turkey, no snacks before bed, and I would like fall asleep for an hour and then I'd wake up. And it seriously felt like I was sleepwalking over to the kitchen to get a swig of milk and like a peanut butter. And then I go right back to sleep and sleep much better.
Okay.
And I don't know what to do about that.
Okay. Well, that can, let's put that as step two.
Okay.
Because what I suggested was, what if you didn't have popcorn and Cheez-Its today?
I can
Well,
do that.
what do you think would happen?
I think I would have a spoonful of peanut butter before bed.
Okay, but what about between 5 p.m. and bed?
I would. So today I'm going to walk my dogs.
Okay.
And
So
then
you're gonna be starving when you come home.
I probably will be.
Okay.
And my boyfriend's coming over with Jersey Mike's. That's the plan for dinner.
Love it. Okay.
So I won't have to cook.
I love it. Okay.
Those are the days where it's easier when he comes over with food because it's not standing in the kitchen eating popcorn and Cheez-Its. It's. I know food will be here in 30 minutes.
Okay, that's an interesting say. I know food will be here in 30 minutes. That's one that, if not now, at some point, I want you to write down. Because the same could be true while you're cooking. I
Yeah.
know food to eat will be here in 30 minutes. When you're cooking, you could say the same thing to yourself. I know food will be here in 30 minutes for me to eat.
That's a good point. I think that would help. Because I noticed the other day after my walk, I was really frustrated because I was like, I know I'm going to be starving after my walk. Why do I plan on cooking after my walk? Why don't I put it in the oven, go for my walk, and come back?
Well, there sounds like another thing to fuck around with. No? I wonder what that would look like. So why don't you? What was the answer? Do you know?
I can't remember. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, now you've got idea number two. Where if it's a day you're cooking, you could put it in the oven before you go. Right? I'm curious how, what I would like you to experiment with as well is the idea of actually being present with the feelings that happen while you're cooking. Like, what does it actually feel like in that moment when you're starving and you're trying to cook?
It's
That
a few
what?
emotions. I'm a really good cook, so I'm excited for dinner because I
Yes.
make good food. And then there's frustration because I'm so hungry. I'm like, oh, why am I making something so complicated? Because I'm starving right now.
Because you're a great cook and you want to be excited about it. Well, that's the answer. That so this is what I want. I want everybody to start doing this more and more. Answer yourself. Right? We take questions, we hear them, and we're just like, yeah, now I'm frustrated. It's like, no, answer it. Why am I
That's a good
taking
idea.
so long? Because I'm a great cook and that I wouldn't be excited if it wasn't doing this for myself, right? So, okay, carry on. Sorry, I interrupted. Answer yourself.
So excitement for food, frustrated that it's not done yet. It's a lot of like energy,
Okay.
like restlessness. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm waiting. My steak is on the grill. I'm starving. Like it's physical movement, like pacing in the kitchen, waiting for my food.
Okay. Do you wear
So I
shoes?
end up at the cupboard where the popcorn is.
Okay. Do you wear shoes when you're cooking?
Slippers.
I almost want you to wear like running shoes or something because I would love you to jump up and down. Like, move the energy.
Play
Seriously.
with my dogs.
Like, yes, play with the dogs. Like, you've noticed what it is. It's restlessness. Then feed that. Again, answer it.
I have a question.
Okay.
So I use my brain a lot at work. I get like 50 emails a day, 50 phone calls a day. Like it's very high paced, fast, and I like that, but it's a very mental most days.
Yes.
And so then at the end of the day, I'm a very high energy person, so I hear like Coach Kathy talk about like home base and like here's home base. I just feel like my home base is a little higher than most people.
That's
So
okay.
I've tried to like redirect. Okay, I don't need a snack. I'm gonna go sit in the sun when I'm overwhelmed, or I'm gonna take a bath. And it's not satisfying.
Yeah, that's because you're trying to create a different home base that's not natural to you.
And that's okay. It's not like
Yes.
weird.
No, that's fine. That's like you got to be you. No, and I'm not saying you can't, like, your home base just might be a little higher buzzy energy, and that's okay. It's when you're above your home base or when you're below your home base. And I think that's what's happening here is the stillness, the nothingness of cooking is kind of like a shock to your system. And it's going, this isn't okay. So what you've learned to do to cope currently is you put food in your mouth. Well, I want you to take your mouth out of the equation and start to challenge that your mouth isn't the answer. It's the rest of your body that needs the energy, that needs to move, that needs to let it out, that needs to, you know. So tapping, there's stuff on tapping, but literally just like this, even just regular, just tapping, shaking, moving the energy, like anything, you know, tapping on the side of your hand.
So I've been trying to like take care of myself with the bath and the sitting in the sun, and it's basically like just not what my body needs, and that's okay. Because
Well, it sounds like it's working during the day to give you that, like releasing a bit of that pressure valve that comes on. But at night, you've switched to putting food in your mouth instead.
That's interesting. Makes me feel better because I'm like, why? I'm just, a bath is supposed to be relaxing. Why do I feel like I need a snack after the bath and not relaxed?
Yeah, because it's like you're trying to force yourself into into a thing that's not you.
So what are more high energy? So tapping,
It's moving the energy, like
moving
if
it.
you're moving it somehow.
Okay.
Singing might be something for you.
Yeah.
Like, turn on some music and sing out loud to it. Again, it moves it. And your
Right.
nervous system is like in your core, right? So when you
Yeah.
sing or yell or whatever, it's the vibrations in your vocal cords are also helping settle things. That's another type of movement, right? So
Yeah.
something like that might be helpful too for you.
Okay.
But yeah, like letting go of that judgment of, well, this is how it's supposed to, you're supposed to just be relaxed. You're supposed
Yeah.
to just, ooh, be zen. No.
Yeah.
Some people, it's like nails on a chalkboard to try to do things like yoga. Other people, it's like the best experience in the world.
Right.
And it's okay. But either one is normal, natural, and it's okay. You
Okay.
just.
I like the idea of singing because now that I'm thinking about it, when I'm listening to music or talking to someone on the phone and I'm cooking, I feel
Yes.
a lot like I'm distracted. It feels like distraction, but maybe it's not distraction in a bad way. Maybe it's just like the right energy.
Well, otherwise, you're distracting yourself by putting food in your mouth.
Right.
You're distracting yourself from that. Like, it's like a resistance to relaxing because your body's like, I don't know how to like stop. I'm still going. I'm
Yeah.
still, And so that's why you've been eating. So absolutely, these are the things I want you to fuck around and find out with next.
Yeah, I like that.
That movement. And then again, like I say, come to Ask Coaches or come to the next call and let us know how it's going and where you're at that point.
Okay. I'm
Okay.
gonna try to do when I feel like getting a snack. My dog loves to play tug of war, so I'm gonna do tug of war for a minute or two. Because
Fabulous.
what is it about the urges or like 90 seconds or something? Or yeah,
Yeah.
so instead of pacing and instead of being like, okay, I'm just gonna go take a bath, I'm gonna do something with movement.
Yes. Do something with movement, some kind of remember, shifting energy. You've got this energy balled up inside you. Maybe you need to take a different type of walk with the dogs, even like get a little into it. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I have a 40-pound weighted vest. And that is a lot, but I feel like I feel good. It's just I'm so hungry.
Yeah. And I'm thinking like bouncy. That's what I'm picturing
Yeah.
you do. Like upstairs or downstairs or like, I don't know. Again, obstacle course. That's what I envision might be more interesting for you. Something like that with the dogs. I don't know. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Excellent. You're welcome. It was good to see you.
Good to see
Okay.
you. Have a good day.
You
Thank
too.
you.
All right. We have another question in the Q&A. Oops, I didn't push that. There we go. I'm working on getting lower in maintenance range. I feel like I'm doing all the things I would do to lose. I've been working on it for a year now, I think, and I've tried a lot of different things. The scale doesn't go down. Darlene, it's this like we still got to figure out where is that the potential for emotional eating coming in? What exactly is going on? Find that next place to look at what can I level up next? What's next? What's next? So bring it to Ask Coaches and let's talk through like where there's any possibility for overeating at your current weight, right? There's some sort of overeating for the weight you want to be. If you want to bring it down a bit, then we got to figure that out, or eating when we're not hungry. Okay, and we are bringing the. And Darlene in the comments said, I just can't seem to figure out where it is. Yes, then it is in. There, we'll bring Heidi up. Then we want to experiment. And I want you to do things like the halftime method to experiment and see. Be willing to be wrong about something. Okay. Heidi is joining us. Hello, Heidi. There we go.
Hi, thanks
How are
for
you?
coaching me today. That's awesome.
Oh, you're welcome. What's going on for you? I'm kind of feel stuck because I'm really good at cranking the weight back up, so I can take a little bit off and then I just blow through it so that overall trend is up instead of down. It's like not consistent enough.
So what's the difference for you? Like, what are you doing when you're going down versus what are you doing when you go up?
I know that getting to bed earlier helps, that eating more protein helps, that doing more exercise helps, that drinking my water is crucial. Being very mindful about, like, when I'm eating, being very conscious about being moderate instead of just going on a binge with
Okay.
emotions. So I know emotional eating is kind of a thing.
Okay. So what we really want to look for is what is going to be the average of this for Heidi.
Right.
Is so if we look at something, first of all, like water.
Yeah.
How much water do you get on consistently?
Some days are like almost zero, and other days, some days I hit like the 8 cup range, but usually it's probably, I would guess, 4 cups.
Okay. So what would it take to keep it at 4 cups consistently? Like, this is just what Heidi does.
I would need to work on my mindset about, because some days I just am sick of all my routines and I just blow them all off.
Well, except what?
I've dropped every single one. Well, I guess I do get out of bed every
There
day.
you go. So you get out of bed every day. Do you get dressed every day?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you get dressed, you get out of bed. So there are some things that you never let go of.
That's true.
So
Okay.
what we want to do is we want to figure out how we can bring more of these things that are ways that you take care of yourself into just what you do because it's who you are and what you do.
Okay. I need a different thought about it.
Yes. Yeah, because right now it sounds like what is your thought about these things?
It's really good for me to do it, and but it's like I'm not successful at being consistent.
Yeah.
That's kind of a theme overall, so I think there's some thoughts I probably have that aren't helping.
Well, I think also you're not noticing that you can be consistent without giving things much thought. Like we said, you consistently get out of bed without even thinking about it. It's just you do it. Okay. So next we want to go, okay, water's really good for me. My body needs it. So where's the places that I could be like, okay, like every day I get out of bed, I already know that's a habit I do. If I had a bottle of water next to my bed, could I just drink that right away? And all of a sudden I'd be a person who every day gets a bottle of water drank first thing.
I've been pretty, that's the one that's been the most consistent is the early morning one. And I've started adding drinking right before bed because that works too.
Okay. Is
So
there
that
anything that
gives me my
happens?
4 cups, I guess.
So see, maybe you are actually getting 4 cups of water in pretty consistently.
No, there's some days I don't have the bottle in the morning or the evening, so that's not true, but
Okay.
that's what I'm working on.
Are you though? That's what we want to look at. Am I actually working on it? Like, in what ways am I working on it?
Trying to remember.
By doing what?
I have like a routine sheet and it's not on the sheet, so I could add it to the sheet.
Okay. Tell me about this routine sheet. That sounds fun.
Well, it's the stuff that I want to do on a daily basis that's so I can make a really quick sequence,
I
but
love it.
some days I'm not willing to do that.
Okay. What are your thoughts about it on the days you are willing to do it?
I find it comforting and it's like a relief. I can just crank it and know that I have everything that I care about covered.
Okay.
And then there's other days where it feels like really restrictive and I'm just done being so on top of it, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay. And on the days it feels restrictive,
Yeah.
why does that feel like a problem to you? That
I think it's because there's something else I want to do and it takes too much time and I just want done with it. I just don't want to mess with it at all. Like the triage, I don't want to triage it. I just don't want to deal with it.
okay. Do you still go to bed and get dressed?
No, I don't lay in bed and I do get dressed. So yes, so maybe there's too many things on my routine sheet. There has to be a shorter sheet.
Yeah, that's I'm curious about that. Like we sometimes use the term baseline minimum in No BS, where we talk about, okay, what's the I do this no matter what, even on the days I want to stomp my feet and say I don't want to, I do this anyways. Like right now, we know you get up and get dressed, but what could we add to that if you could have a routine sheet or baseline minimums? Could we include water in that?
I would like do my teeth and water, and then I've been extremely consistent about weighing myself every morning, so that's been extremely consistent, and it's curious to me because that one is about as good as the bedtime as long as there's a scale around.
Is it helpful?
Yeah, I've learned a whole bunch of things about my habits and the consequences on the scale.
Okay.
And like if my body's unhappy, like it's not getting something it needs, then the scale tends to go up because it gets like inflamed. So
Okay. And if my body isn't getting something it needs, do you know like what?
I generally am pretty good on physical problem solving, and so I go after it and fix it, but I have more trouble. I don't know why the weight is such a thing. Like I can fix up my body if it's hurting, or if I had heart troubles and different things come up, and I can go get the help I need and do the things I need to get that addressed, but I won't, but I'm not addressing the weight.
It's interesting though, because you're weighing yourself every day.
Right, and I know when it goes up and I know what's happening, and it's just like
Do you know when it goes down and what's happening there?
usually, yeah, but I've found that if I don't give the body something it needs, it tends to go up, but then I address that, but then I still it's like I know I emotional eat, and I've been really trying to get a lot more agency over that and feeling urges instead of just stuffing my face. So, but I still have misses.
Okay. Any idea what emotions they are for you?
I just get really tense in the body, like really uncomfortable and tense.
Any idea what that, if we had to name it, what emotion would that be?
Probably fear.
Of?
Like not safe.
Okay, like physically not safe?
The sense is just I'm not safe.
Okay. And is that true that you're not safe in that moment?
No, absolutely not.
So what is it you say to yourself in that moment when you have this tenseness in your body and you're like, I don't feel safe?
I just want to run.
It makes sense that you'd want to run if you're feeling like you're not safe.
Right.
Are you able to remind yourself, I am actually safe?
Usually not.
So, what do you do in that exact moment?
I used to eat, and then I would eat one thing, and then you get the little pleasure from that, and then my body would feel out of balance, so I'd eat the next thing to balance that, and I'd just make a big circle till the stomach was like way over full, and we were done, but we were not weren't that much better. We felt kind of miserable from the food. And then I started realizing that like it felt like I was really hungry. And then I went and did a puzzle. The puzzle seems to sit and just do a puzzle. That seems to like calm me down. And so I started by, when I had that feeling, I would go and just start working on a puzzle because I had it out really obvious and where I pass a lot. So whenever I pass the puzzle and I'm like wanting some comfort, I go puzzle. So that got me started, but it's not I don't want to like leave it there because I could be a lot more productive than doing a puzzle.
Although it sounds pretty productive to me, though, doing that because you're creating this situation where you don't have to eat in order to address this feeling that's coming up. That sounds pretty powerful.
It's just really hard to be patient like that because there's all these things I want to do, but I don't do.
So we got to work on how we're talking to ourselves about these things.
That would be good. I think that talking is not the
Well, sometimes just hearing it, noticing how am I talking to myself about this right now? Because even about the safety, that when you feel that urge and you have this tense feeling in your body, you said it feels like fear, and that you're if you had a voice, it'd be saying, I'm not safe. I
Right.
heard you in that moment to like stop, like look around and remind yourself that you actually are safe.
It's really hard to stop in that moment.
I can imagine it would feel hard. So that's where, you may be a person who puts their hand on their heart.
Okay.
Support yourself in this moment when it feels really hard to stop and not run like you'd like to run.
Right.
Sometimes tapping, like I'd said to.
Oh, that works really good. I do that. I signed up for some face yoga and that like really, really helps. But sometimes I'm like so amped up that I won't even do that.
Makes sense. So, these are things you're going to try and practice and explore. How can I, what works for me? The voice thing again. Emitting a noise like a that like humming can make the vibration can help your nervous system.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, I
Another
don't.
one that's good for that is the like a really loud, dramatic. It signals to your body that it's okay to let go of that tenseness that's coming up that's making you feel really unsafe.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the breath is really helpful for about the 3 seconds it takes to do the next breath.
But
But
that's
then I don't keep, it's like, oh, this is gonna take forever, and it like won't, I don't have the patience to let it come down, I guess.
well, but you do because you do it somehow else. Either by getting food, by going to the, like somehow you do something, right?
That's true.
So reminding yourself, I can do this or I can go put food in my mouth. I don't know, maybe I'll try this crazy shit first and see what happens.
Right, no, I've been trying not to do the food. So,
Yeah.
okay, I like the humming. That might really help.
Yeah, it's that shifting the energy because when your body's tensing up, you got to find some way to kind of let it go a little bit, even shaking or
Okay.
can be
Yeah, I'm
really.
really afraid to let the tenseness go. That's like where I freeze.
Because your nervous system thinks it needs to be on alert.
Okay.
And what you want to do is give it some reassurance. Look, I got this. I'm okay. That can also happen by reminding yourself, like feeling your feet on the floor. Sometimes, like doing the like looking around the room, look up. Okay, there's the ceiling. I'm okay. Look
Okay.
See the wall in front of you, see the wall to the right, see the wall to the right. Remind yourself, in this room, I'm safe. It's another kind of grounding technique of, how can I create this safety for myself to so that I can work on reminding myself I'm okay, even though my body feels this way right now. I'm okay. Right?
I will work on that. It's really interesting to me. I'm doing all these grounding things as you're talking, and I'm getting more and more uptight.
Well, I think right now, like we're throwing a lot. So I think once you get off this call, I want you just to take a minute to just.
So what if, okay, so then, yeah, I kind of go off on the relaxing stuff, and then I notice that I'm really uptight. So what's in the middle? Because I tend to go off on both ends. Like I trigger off both ends. Is there something like in the middle that I could like stabilize with?
And that's what we call home base.
Okay.
The middle is often pretty boring. There's not much happening in the middle.
Okay, that's good to describe this. This is useful.
Yeah. The middle is the like, oh, I'm sitting here doing this puzzle.
Okay.
I'm not too excited. I'm not like overly bored. I'm doing like, I'm just yeah.
Okay. Home base is the puzzle. That makes sense to me. Thank
There you
you.
go. Welcome. All right. So practice those things and then, either come to another call or bring it to Ask Coaches and let us know how that's going and we can
Okay.
take next steps from there. Okay.
Appreciated. Thank you.
See you, buddy. Thank you so much. All right. I am going to do that down and we are almost out of time. I have a question here from Kanae. I feel sometimes I can be all or nothing or all off on my goals, all on or off, stopping in and off, planning, etc. How do I work on being on more often? Okay, so again, this is sort of relates back to how we talk to ourselves about what on or off is. If you want to be working more towards your goals, what you want to be working on is just this is who I am. Like, I'm not all or nothing on putting clothes on. Like, I put clothes on every day. Right? I don't think of myself as, oh, here I am naked again. I guess I don't know. I'm not putting clothes on. No, I'm putting clothes on every day. It's just kind of who I am. I wouldn't leave the house without them on. So when we think about the things that get us to our goal and the things that help us stay at our goal, like losing weight and help us stay there, it's, well, we're following doable hunger, we're drinking water. So how do we make that just part of who we are? Is we bring it in slowly, we keep doing each thing and we keep making those little fucking around finding out shifts like we've talked about on this call and looking at, okay, what's next? You'd mentioned stopping it enough and planning. So, okay, how often am I doing it now? Because sometimes we think to ourselves, I gotta do it more, but you don't even know how much you're doing it now. So then more becomes this thing we never get to because we have no form of measurement. So first you want to find a form of measurement. How often do I think I'm stopping it enough now? And then how often am I questioning it? That's what I want you looking for is, okay, how can I question enough today? What's something I could do? And it could be that halftime method, which if you haven't heard of, you serve your, you the way I like to describe it is I like you to put your food on the plate and then I like you to go get another plate. I'd like you to put half of the food on the other plate. Then you take one of those plates because they're half and half. You take one of them, you go, you eat. You can pay attention to, like, maybe I don't need to eat it all, but chances are you're going to eat it all because that's half of what you normally would serve. Then I want you waiting at least half an hour. That's the goal I give people. Wait at least 30 minutes and at the 30 minutes, I want you to decide, do I need to eat more food? What's doable? And if the answer is yes, I need to eat more food, you go to the plate you set aside, you take half of it and put it on the plate you ate off of. Heat it up if it needs to be heated up. Go sit down and eat that. And then you keep repeating this. You're going to wait another half an hour for sure after doing that. before you go and get any more. But I want you to decide, do I actually need it? What's doable? When am I eating again? Have some water. Really question how much you need to eat, right? So it's you want to figure out what's the experiment. As far as planning goes, same thing. Well, how often am I planning now? What's one step further towards me being a person that's planning all the time? What's in my way? You can look at that as well. So that's how you work on doing these things more often, is you figure out, first of all, how often am I doing it? And what's one step closer to me doing it more than that? All right. Excellent questions today, everybody. Thank you all who put up your hands and volunteered to get coached. It's always so helpful to everybody. And I will see you at the next call. It was so good for everybody to be here with you all. All right. Take care, everyone. You're welcome.